Tonight, from Hollywood, California, we bring you Bob Hope.
I pick up your options. Be back next Tuesday. Thank you. I got my car out today and drove down Hollywood Boulevard. I didn't intend to, but my tires were loose and I was trying to catch up to them. You still can't get new tires and the old ones are really in shreds and it's wonderful. You can not only knock a pedestrian down, but you can give him 40 lashes at the same time. We certainly do have a pedestrian problem here in California. A pedestrian problem. That's when a Pierce arrow hits you and Pierce Brothers gets you. I'm not saying the cars were jammed together today, but I got stalled and lifted up my hood and two Fords drove out. People don't get hooked bumpers here anymore. They get locked windshield wipers. And nobody puts out his hand. He's afraid somebody will run over it. But it's really dangerous driving in this weather. The low ceiling is forcing the women drivers down. Boy, those women drivers are really confusing. I drove behind one today. She signaled all three ways and went straight up. And boy, they're getting a lot of money for used cars here. I saw a sign today that said 1924 to $1,000 with push off the lot, $3,000. I walked into a used car lot and told the salesman I wanted something racy for $100. And he showed me the first chapter of Forever Amber. I won't say my car is old, but when I drove by Griffith Park this afternoon, even the benches applauded. Might as well make up your mind to laugh at it. I've got 8 years left on my contract. And I can go to Skelton again tonight, too, you know. But they really thought of some wonderful improvements on those new cars. They have everything. They even come equipped with a mirror underneath the car. That's for fastidious pedestrians who want to die with their ties straight. See, that's for the mirrors under the car. I better put a mirror under the bench in Griffith Park and throw the whole thing out the window. And the cigarette lighter, now has a rubber tube going under the floor. It's for women drivers, and it's really wonderful. The exhaust keeps their cigarettes going while they're steering with their feet while they pull their girdles down with their hands.
Rainbow, sailing around the sun, having laughs, having fun. You made the wind and rain go. What a deal, what a deal, what a feeling, wrapping your love around me. Nestling in the night, this is real, this is right. Millions of dreams surround me. What a deal. I was lonely, as lonely I can be. Then in a twinkling, you were sprinkling moonlight on me. Now even the stars are spinning. Funny how your embrace makes my heart start to race. Heaven is just beginning. What a deal. As only I can be. Then in a twinkling, you were sprinkling moonlight on me. Now even the stars are spinning. Funny how your embrace makes my heart start to race. Heaven is just beginning. What a deal. Baby, what a deal.
Ennis. Good old Skinny Ennis singing, what a deal. Yes, sir, Skinny Ennis is back and rigor mortis has got him. Gentlemen, Francis Langford is not with us tonight. She's taking a well-earned vacation in her hometown, Lakeland, Florida. So I asked another young lady to drop in, my first Paramount girlfriend and Bob Burns girl Thursday. Here she is, Miss Shirley Ross, right here. Gee, Shirley, you on my program again. This is like old times.
Yeah, I remember your first broadcast, Bob. You sat in the corner all during the show biting your fingernails. Gee, you were sure nervous.
I wasn't nervous, Shirley. I was hungry. But I treated you pretty well in those days, Shirley. After every broadcast, we'd head for Ciro's, the Macombo, the Trocadero.
Yeah, Bob, but it was so silly.
What was silly about it?
Taking such a roundabout way to go to the Chili Bowl.
Well, I couldn't go in those places without a clean sweatshirt. Tell me, Shirley, what are you doing these days?
Well, I'm with another Bob now, Bob Burns.
Oh, yeah, the guy with the horn. Quite a difference being with me, isn't there?
Yeah, there certainly is. He can put his away nights.
Yeah, but can he jack up his car with his? That's what I... But, Shirley, remember those good old days when we made that picture, Thanks for the Memory, together?
Oh, sure, Bob. You were a poor but honest novelist, and I was your loyal wife.
Yeah, and remember that scene where we were sitting in our Greenwich Village apartment wondering where our next landlord was coming from?
Uh-huh.
Roland.
Robert, darling, let's go out tonight.
No, I'm tired.
Tired? How can you be tired? You've been dodging work for 10 years.
You think it's easy?
Robert, why don't you get a job, huh?
Don't crowd me. I'm taking a correspondence course in specialized selling, aren't I?
Yeah, but you're going so slow. If you don't hurry, by the time you're through, there won't even be any market for buggy whips. Robert.
Oh, I don't think happy hips will sell them.
Robert, dear.
Yes, honey?
Everything will be all right. Just hold me in your arms.
Okay.
Not so tight. I haven't eaten in 3 days.
And put your arms around me. I ate yesterday.
Oh, you're so considerate.
You know, when I hold you like this, I get frightened. Why, only this minute I was thinking about going to work.
It's just the hour, Robert. Oh. Have you got a cigarette?
A whole one? Here's the last one. We'll go partners in that, too, huh?
Gee, isn't this a wonderful night?
Uh-huh. Here we are, out of cigarettes, holding hands and yawning. Look how late it gets.
Two sleepy people by dawn's early light.
And too much in love to say goodnight.
Well, here we are in the cozy chair,
picking on a wishbone from the Frigidaire. Two sleepy people with nothing to say,
and too much in love to break away.
Do you remember the nights we used to linger in the hall?
Yeah, Father didn't like you at all.
Hey, your father's stash.
Remember the reason why we married in the fall?
To rent this little nest and get a bit of rest. Well, here we are, just about the same.
Foggy little fella,
drowsy little dame.
Two sleepy people by dawn's early light,
and too much in love to say goodnight.
Ah, here we are, crazy in the head.
Gee, your eyes are gorgeous.
Oh, thanks.
Even when they're red.
Robert, is that the milkman?
No, that's Dawnbreak. Do you remember the nights we used to cuddle in the car, watching every last fading star?
Oh, sure. And remember, the doctor said your health was under par,
and you, my little snooks, were ruining your looks.
Well, here we are, keeping up the pace,
letting each tomorrow slap us in the face.
Two sleepy people by dawn's early light, and too much in love to say goodnight.
Good night. Good night, Shirley. Thank you, Shirley Ross. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce a very nice guy who Warner Brothers have turned into a movie bad man. He's played sinister parts so much, he signs his autograph with a dagger dipped in arsenic. One of Hollywood's outstanding character actors, Mr. Sidney Greenstreet.
Say, Thank you, thank you. I like that introduction, Bob. One of Hollywood's outstanding character actors.
Yes, I thought it was very fitting.
Yes, especially tonight. One of Hollywood's outstanding character actors is one of Hollywood's outstanding characters.
Let's change the subject. Tell me, has your tailor been released from active duty, or is he still making, balloons for the Army? Now we're even. One sass for one sass. Now let me see. But you're opening up in a new picture soon, aren't you, Sidney?
That's right, Bob. It's called Devotion.
Devotion. What's the story about? Crosby and his wallet?
Not exactly, Bob, but I'm making a picture now called A Very Rich Man.
What's it about, Crosby and his wallet? No fooling. You're really rich, huh?
Rich? Just to give you an idea, I have butter I don't even keep in a safe deposit vault.
Well, you're a natural for the title role in A Very Rich Man, Sidney.
A natural?
Sure, anybody can see you're really loaded. What time do you go off? But, Sidney, you're wonderful in those menacing roles and pictures. You know, you really make those parts live. Why, once I fainted during one of your pictures.
Well, I once fainted during one of your pictures, too, Bob.
Oh, was my performance that convincing?
No, I'm a stockholder in Paramount.
Oh. How can he look so much like Santa Claus and say things like that? Yeah, that's what it was. Say, you've really killed a lot of people on the screen, haven't you?
Yes, Bob, I spill so much blood. The Red Cross has a man following me 24 hours a day just on speculation. I'm taking things easier now, Bob. I've become a collector of paintings.
Oh, that's a coincidence. I'm a collector myself. Rare antiques.
Rare antiques?
Yes, you must come over some night. I'll show you the finest collection of for rent signs in America. Why, you act like you're all living inside. What is that?
Now, I'm serious about my collection, Bob. I am interested in the finer things. I never pass up a chance to pick up a specimen of rare beauty.
Shake hands, brother. What local do you belong to?
Bob, we are not talking about the same thing. The kind I mean comes with a beautiful phrase.
Shake hands, brother. What local do you belong to?
Bob, you haven't changed at all since we played together in Roberta on Broadway.
Ah, Roberta. You know, Sidney, the stage was my first love.
Yes, too bad. It was such a one-sided romance.
How about that? This guy commenting on anything one-sided. But, Sidney, you were really wonderful in Roberta.
You think so, Bob? Gee, I thought maybe they didn't like me. After they made me take that vacation in the middle of the season?
Oh, it wasn't that, Sidney. It's just that the play had been running 6 months, and they thought it was time they gave the audience a look at the scenery.
Well, Bob, you've certainly gone a long way since then.
Thanks, Sidney, and you'll see someday I'll win the Academy Award, and when that time comes, you can call me Oscar.
Okay, Bob. When that time comes, I'll call you Oscar. And, Bob?
Yes?
You can call me Frankie Boy.
Thank you, Sidney. Thank you very much.
If you want to say in a different way, I'm so in love with you. Say diggity-o, diggity-o, and diggity-o, diggity-you, and diggity-o, you diggity-o, me too. If you can't resist, have that kiss, is all you gotta do. Say diggity-o, what diggity-is, for diggity-it'll, diggity-is, and diggity-it, with diggity-o to you. I will show you the easy way to learn it in a minute. Just take each word that you want to say and put an iggity in it. If the one you love needs a little show, then you should make this plea. Say diggity ear with iggity you, my diggity dreams with diggity you, so wiggity won't you iggity marry me. Please music this down to La Brea Coffee. Thank you. long. Leave the little shop, then you should make this clear. Say diggity ear with diggity you, my triggity ink and triggity you, so wiggity won't you marry me?
Hearing words that I have never heard from a girl I have yet to meet.
Ah, there you are. Have I met you somewhere before?
Tourist. I'm as busy as a spider spinning a daydream. I am as giddy as a baby on a swing. Whee, whee, whee. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing.
Ah, but I feel so gay. Get a better call away. And I know
that it might as well be spring. Ah, it might. As well, it might as well be, it might as well be spring. It could be winter, summer, autumn, almost any other thing. So it might as well be.
Colonna singing It Might As Well Be Spring. I don't know about the spring, but we've really got a message. Now,
tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we present a spine-tingling, blood-curdling mystery drama, The Case of the Missing Nylons, or Where Did They Run? Starring our guests, Sidney Greenstreet and Shirley Ross, and that incomparably tough detective...
My name is Humphrey Hope.
Now we find the famous detective in his office talking to his secretary, Lauren Ross.
All right, Miss Ross, take some dictation.
Okay, Humphrey, I'm ready. Shoot.
Okay. Just as I thought, you still can't spell. And about the Snickers of the sound man. Come on, Loren. Give me a kiss.
Hey, shut up. You're no good, lousy punk.
Hey, you make me sick. Always give me that sweet talk.
Don't be like that, Humphrey. You know, if you want me, all you gotta do is whistle.
Whistle? Think I'm too anxious?
Let's get to work, Humphrey. We've got some important cases here.
Yeah, I'm expecting a call now on the case of the missing nylons from Operative U3. Hello. Is this U3?
What?
Is this U3?
Yeah, must think he's talking to the Andrew assistants. Just a second, Hope. I want to reach back into the telephone and see if I can get my nickel back.
asking her the supervisor.
Reached back too far.
That's an operative, you three. What about the nylon?
The nylon?
Yes.
Why, I washed them and hung them up for you last night.
Tell me, Colonna, do idiots ever marry?
Of course, Holt. Who's the girl?
Now, Colonna, stay close to this case.
Okay, Hope. Say, I've been following Gypsy Rose Lee all day.
You've been following Gypsy Rose Lee all day? What have you got to report?
Nothing on her.
Stop crying, Colonna. A truckload of nylons was hijacked last night. What are you doing about it?
Changing the license plate.
Colonna, you're a detective and a crook, too. You're playing both ends against the middle.
What say, Hope?
You're playing both ends against the middle.
Limber old son of a gun, ain't I?
Colonna, what makes you act this way?
Why, it's those bats in my belfry, Hope. They're becoming more demanding than ever. Now they want me to part my hair in the middle.
The bats in your belfry want you to part your hair in the middle? What for, Colonna?
Need a new landing strip.
Pronounce you king of the morons.
Thanks. Are you abdicating?
Please start tracking down the missing nylon.
Don't worry, Hope. I'm very busy working with the FBI.
The FBI, Federal Bureau of Investigation?
Hope. Fat Blonde.
Fat Blonde, Professor, that's only FB. What about I?
Okay, I'll get one for you, too. Good news, Hope. I found your nylons. Come to the abandoned warehouse at the foot of Main Street. I'll meet you there.
Well, what did Colonna have to report? Huh?
He's found the nylon thieves, but it'll take a good nose to follow their trail.
A good nose?
Yeah, you think I should bring a bloodhound along?
I like you. You're so silly.
Come on, Shirley. Let's go down to the abandoned warehouse. Say, here's a building. I'll open the door. It's stuck. I'll force it open. Oh, thanks, Shirley. Gee, it's dark in here.
Somebody had me around the neck with two big hairy arms.
Quiet, Shirley. You know I'm wearing my raccoon coat. Well, here's where we're supposed to meet Colonna. I'll signal him.
Shall we have a short pause to wipe off our chins?
Come on, Colonna, let's catch the crook.
Okay, follow me, right in here. Okay, boss, here they are.
Thank you, Professor.
What's this, Professor? You've trapped us.
Ah, yes, Hope. Got in my power, you fool. I guess you didn't know you were dealing with the fat man.
I know. I thought he was still singing on that cheese program.
Sidney Greenstreet, are you the crook?
After all these years at Warner Brothers, what did you expect me to be, Judge Hardy? I regret this, Hope, but I'm afraid I'll have to put you out of the way.
Oh, please don't.
Well, Miss Ross, we'll give you your choice. You can either have a pair of nylons, oh, we let Hope live.
Oh, she'll stick by me. She's a real woman.
Well, what sizes do you have?
Yes, sir, she's a real woman.
Enough of this, Hope. Gaze into my eyes. You're in my power. Do my bidding. You'll fulfill my slightest wish. You'll obey my every whim.
This guy's crazy. He thinks he's my sponsor.
Well, let's get started. Get the ropes, Colonna.
Ropes! Help! Help!
That won't do you any good. I'm going to tie you to the chair, and the warehouse will gradually fill up with water. The water will rise higher, 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 and then...
The warehouse will fill up with water. Where's all this water going to come from?
You native son.
All right. Put up your hands, all of you.
What's this, Colonna?
Stand back, Greenstreet.
In front of me. Truck in. Go ahead.
Okay, Okay, I've got a gun.
I got a gun right here.
Yes, there you are. Florida. I got a gun, and I'm going to hijack those nylons.
Florida, that's hijack. Why do you say hijack?
Oh, sorry, Hope. I just didn't want you to think I was snubbing you.
Well, so long, sucker. What do you know, Paloma double-crossed your green speed. He's driving off with the nylon.
Stop him, Bob.
I can't. I haven't got a gun.
Gee, I haven't got a gun either.
I haven't got a gun either.
Boy, this is amazing. None of us had guns. Who shot Colonna?
In my vest pocket, Peter Lorre.
Well, thanks for the memory. Thank you. Thanks to Sidney Greenstreet and my gal, Shirley Ross. Well, sir, unless anybody in the front row has 30 or 40 jokes and snappy sayings, what about Clips the Hedge for another week?
And I have asked, Bob, what about that award you received today?
I'll see you next Tuesday, Wendell.
For outstanding service to the Military Order of the Purple Heart. What'd you do to win it, Bob?
Nothing I wouldn't do over again, Wendell.
Well, National Commander Hamilton of the Order of the Purple Heart says that laughter is the big bottle of tonic in the military hospitals. And for keeping the bottle filled, he presents you with a citation and also sends you the personal thanks of each man who wears the Purple Heart.
Thank you very much. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That's nice. Thank you very much. I'd feel better about this if I could go around thanking you men who wear the Purple Heart. We bumped into a lot of you fellows at a time when you didn't have much to laugh about, except you laughed. Or if it hurt too much to laugh, you gave out with a big smile. Today, a bit of ribbon on your coat is often the only indication that you've won the Purple Heart. Just a piece of cloth, that's all it is. But folks, when you've been up close to pain and suffering, the fighting spirit that went into that little piece of cloth, it sort of takes on the glory of another piece of cloth. Oh, glory. Good night.
Forces Radio Service.